Authorities in Mexico City closed more public places today, including gyms, sports clubs, and pool halls, all in response to the swine flu outbreak. Restaurants have also been hit with limits. They can no longer serve customers inside. All food orders must be to go. Meanwhile, hospitals and clinics are struggling to keep up with the number of people showing up with flu symptoms. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Mexico City.
24-year-old Jessica Colleen sits on a hard plastic chair and rests her head on her boyfriend's shoulder. She says she started feeling sick yesterday and has a high fever. She's 9 months pregnant. Colleen and a couple dozen other patients are waiting to be seen at a low-cost clinic run by the city government. A doctor's visit costs 6 pesos, about 50 cents. She says she's been waiting a couple of hours. And taking advantage of their captive audience, three nurses step up in front of the rows of waiting chairs and give an impromptu lesson on combating the flu.
Buenos días. Nosotros somos personal de enfermería del Centro de Salud Galo Soberón.
Two nurses hold up a large poster with crude hand-drawn cartoon characters. Nurse Juana Mendez Antonio points to the character sneezing.
Que no traigamos alguna toallita, algún papel higiénico, algún Kleenex. ¿Qué vamos a hacer?
Nurse Mendez says if you don't have a Kleenex handy, you should sneeze into the crook of your arm. She stresses prevention. And that's been the message from officials all day. At an early morning press conference, Mexico City Mayor Marcelo Ebrard urged residents with symptoms to get to a hospital or clinic as quick as possible. He insisted that authorities are giving the best medical attention possible. But at the Hospital La Raza in the northern reaches of the city, Josue Mora and his wife Rosalva Garza are concerned that their 15-year-old daughter isn't getting proper treatment. They brought her in Sunday night with flu-like symptoms.
She had a bad headache, a high fever, and aches. They admitted her, but she didn't get drugs for 24 hours. Now they tell us she has pneumonia.
Mora orders tamales from a small food stand set up on the street in front of the hospital. This morning is the first time the couple has been able to get something to eat since yesterday. They're afraid to leave their daughter's side and miss an update. Mora says it's so frustrating getting information about their daughter's condition. One doctor tells them she can go home and be treated there. Another says no. Andy says no one has given them any antiviral drugs to help protect them or their other children at home. Back at the low-cost clinic, Dr. Gilberto López Arobis says prescriptions are only given to the most severe cases. He says all the preventive measures possible are given to the sick patients. He says about 4 or 5 very sick cases show up at the small clinic every day. But he adds he doesn't prescribe antiviral drugs to family members or others who have come in direct contact with the sick. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.